Deep ocean currents affect large amounts of ocean water and move much more slowly than surface currents. Deep water currents circulate or move seawater vertically in the ocean. Changes in temperature and/or salinity at the surface create slight increases in density, which set deep currents in motion. For example, density changes in surface water causes sinking of water masses due to salinity increasing and/or temperature decreasing. This is called thermohaline circulation, meaning temperature or salinity changes are occurring. This circulation describes the movement of deep currents, which are created at the surface in high latitudes or polar regions, where they become cold and dense, so they sink. This schematic map represents the conveyor belt circulation of the world ocean. This idealized image shows the general patterns of ocean circulation. At the poles or high latitude areas is where surface or source water cools and becomes more dense due to decreased temperature, represented by the purple ovals on this map. These source water areas feed the flow of deep, high-density waters, represented by the blue bands, which flow into all oceans. This water slowly ascends throughout the oceans and completes the conveyor belt by returning to the source areas as warm surface currents of water, represented by the red bands. As a result of this continuous circulation of rising and sinking water, seawater is recycled between the ocean surface and bottom depths. Physical oceanographers estimate that it takes about 1,000 years for the ocean to completely circulate by returning to where it originates. We will learn more about this process, including a density model demonstration, in future modules.